Hello, hello, hello. It's your everybody's favorite gorilla. I just thought I would introduce myself, talk a little bit about why I have decided to get into books and sort of the creation story of the book Gorilla. So just a little bit of background. Most of the time I was like a huge cinephile, still am, love movies, love Marvel, love video games, the whole entertainment industry in general. Just really enjoy the creative aspects of being able to, you know, enjoy those various platforms. But we'll rewind to the year 2022. This was after kind of a bad relationship. I had been in a relationship for several years and just wasn't a good situation. Won't get into too many details, but it wasn't a healthy relationship. Was kind of really in a depression because I just kind of allowed some things and behaviors that I shouldn't have. So, of course, hindsight being 50-50, you're beating yourself up and saying, you know, how could I not have seen these, you know, signs and these just red flags? But that's really not the point. I was really depressed. And this is during, again, like the kind of the middle of COVID. So it's not like at the peak where everybody's thinking, how is this going to be something that kills everybody sort of situation like it was in the beginning. But it was still enough for the entertainment industry to cancel all of their projects, you know, social distancing. So there was no TVs, there was no movies, all those kinds of things. It was only whatever content was already available. And then sort of, I think, not too long after that situation is when the actors strike and the writers strike and all those kind of things. So there was a huge, huge chunk of time, several months, where there was just nothing. And it just wasn't a good space for me to be in. I was really like in my intrusive thoughts. And so, you know, I basically got, a notification from Audible or was doing some searches on Audible and stuff. And at the time, they were doing the, you know, buy 1 month, sort of get like 3 credits for free or something like that. They do all sorts of different package deals and whatnot. And I said, you know what, why not? So I actually ended up downloading The Stand, which is one of my favorite audiobooks or books in general, just a masterpiece. And I had always kind of enjoyed Stephen King, even when I was a teenager, sort of until 2022, I had and this is a rough estimate, maybe read 40 to 50 books in my entire life. And so wasn't really sure how this was going to go. I am also autistic, so I'm neurodivergent, you know, and I think a big part of that is why I didn't get into reading when I was like younger in my teenage years. And like, I couldn't, receive the information the same way, as other people. So I just decided, you know what, let me try this out. What's the worst that can happen? And then basically what ended up happening was after that whole situation, I decided, you know, to check out The Stand. Huge Stephen King fan. And that was all she wrote. It went from there. I had 3 credits. I sort of, you know, just deep dived in late 2022. I think I read, 12 to 13 books in a 2-month period. It was nuts. Because I can receive information pretty fast. So you can change the speed when you're listening to an audiobook. You can change the speed to fit your listening, whether you want it to be a slower reading style or a faster reading style. Because when you're listening to audiobooks and stuff, some of the authors or some narrators, rather, they read really slow sometimes. So sometimes you have to change the pace because it's just, you know, you want clarity, but you don't want to take, forever to deliver a message. Anyways, so I'm listening to this book. I'm just falling in love with, audiobooks. And it just went from there. So 2022 ended. And 2023 is really when I decided, this is something I love. I love books. So I decided, I was going to do the 52 book challenge. And for anybody who doesn't know what the 52 book challenge is basically the general concept is you read 52 books in 52 weeks. And I wasn't really sure what to expect, to be honest with you. Fast forward to doing that. During that process, timeline-wise, I'm doing the best I can. At some point early on in 2023, I got into the book industry. And I will maybe at some point disclose what exactly I do, but for privacy reasons right now, I work in the book industry. It just allowed so much. One of the perks of working in a lot of book industry stuff is we get free books. Now, granted, it really depends on what's available and what's not available, and not really sure how the publishing company decides what they're going to give away for free and what they're not. But I think the general idea is that, by giving advanced copies to certain people, we'll be able to further inform the customers what sort of book this is and make the recommendations, kind of push this book. It started off with, anywhere from 100 to 130 books a month I would be sent. And these are in audio format. And basically what happens is I go through that list and I look at the things that I want to read. I put in a lot of research, kind of read the synopsis of the book. Sometimes I'll read, certain things that sound intriguing. I'll read anywhere from an hour to 2. And at that point, I'll be able to determine if this is something that fits the style that I like and, all that kind of stuff. But now it's huge. I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books a month because, I guess they liked what I did. So it was cool. It's really, really, really awesome. I enjoy it thoroughly. And then in addition to that, you know, you have the library as well as, you know, Audible and things like that. So pretty much I just get a ton of books. So it takes a lot of time to curate the content, figure out what exactly I'm going to read, you know, look at the descriptions of the books. Maybe if it's an intriguing book, then I'll, you know, test it out, see if I like it. And then that will determine whether or that's something I want to read. Well, it just ballooned from there. So I went from reading 12 books in 2022 to 123 in 2023. So huge uptake in books. And I had a blast. It wasn't, you know, something I did out of necessity. It was just something that really I enjoyed doing because, you know, with audiobooks, there's a lot of things that you can do that you can't with a regular book. And I'm not discouraging physical books by any means. It's just what my preference is and how my brain works. So, you know, and if I really enjoy a book or I really have it resonate with me, what I'll do is I'll go out and buy the physical book and have it as a collector sort of thing. Like, I have all of Stephen King's work because he's my favorite author. And then I've got some stuff from Matt Dinneman, who is amazing. He writes a series called Dungeon Crawler Carl. I have some John Grisham. He's also a really good author, especially for anybody who like legal stuff. Some of his later stuff or some of his more recent stuff is a little rocky at times, in my personal opinion. But that's the thing about books, it's art, right? It's subjective. There's things that I'm going to like that you're not going to like. There's things that you're going to like that I'm not going to like. And that's what's beautiful about art. And I look at a lot of different things. So I look at genre, because within the genres, you know, you're not going to read a romance and expect it to be, you know, the next Moby Dick or the next, you know, Lord of the Flies. That's not really what it's intended for and things like that. And I think same with horrors. Horror gets a really bad name at times, but I think some of the horror books are sometimes the most deep because they use horror as a vehicle to discuss really hard topics, right? And they use the guise of it being fiction to explore things, and it becomes sort of a therapeutic aspect for you to talk about the things that you may not really appreciate about today's society and whatnot. So there's a lot of subcontext to those sorts of books. And then from what I have seen based off of my research and doing all of the books online, seems to be that like thrillers is a huge thing for me. Mysteries, historical fiction. Yeah. So not sure what happened there. But anyways, yeah, you know, just kind of talking about exactly what I like and what I don't like. Hopefully you guys will get as much out of it as I do as we kind of delve into books. But yeah, I would say that 2023 was like the real big start of me enjoying stuff. Now, fast forward to 2024. I don't really look at it as competing with year for year, because I don't know if that's necessarily the healthiest thing to do, because I have a tendency to have a competitive spirit. I just read what I have and what I'm having fun with, and, you know, kind of just because of the amount of books that I'm able to basically download and stuff, I'm able to do literally one after the other. I don't really do a lot of external entertainment sometimes anymore. It just really depends on what's going on. So, like, if certain movies come out, obviously I go see a lot of Marvel movies and whatnot. You know, Moana or something, you know, big, then obviously I'll do it. But, yeah, that's part of the reason that I also like audiobooks, too, is because there's a lot of things that you can do in addition to listening to an audiobook. So, like, if I'm playing a video game, and I've played this video game a lot, then I can mute the sound, and I can continue listening to the book while playing the game. Or, and I don't really listen to a lot of modern music. I was doing, you know, Spotify for a while, and I just ended up listening to a lot of 80s. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You love whatever you love. But I felt like I was paying a monthly fee to listen to a lot of the same songs over and over again. And just decided, you know, this is probably not what I want to do. So I canceled that. And I mainly listen to audiobooks. So, like, I listen to audiobooks when I'm, like, walking. I walk a lot, exercise a lot. I listen to audiobooks when I'm driving to work, you know, doing chores, all those things. So it allows me to really power through a lot of books. And then, you know, you feel like you're learning something. Language is incredibly beautiful, especially when you have somebody who's really good. Not to say that every author needs to bust out a thesaurus for you to be able to enjoy it. It's just something I really enjoy when you have somebody who's really sophisticated and able to put, like, a beautiful sentence together, or, like, a quote will come across, and you'll be like, my gosh, that just sums up a lot of things in life. So it's a really powerful venue, and you're going to like what you're going to like, and I'm going to like what I'm going to like, but I'm just intending to share the love of books, and the love of, hopefully, you know, keeping the medium alive, and however you delve into the content, that's up to you. And, you know, same thing with, you know, shopping local, all that kind of stuff. That's really big to me as well. You know, just really developing your community, because not to say there's anything wrong with Amazon or whatnot, as far as, like, sometimes the deals are just really too good to pass up. So I get that, but I think there's an inherent fear, because, you know, they can really drive certain businesses out of business, and if they're one of the only options, then they can sort of dictate the cost of things, and that's not necessarily a good place to be. You want there to be a competition, you want there to be businesses competing against each other, because that's going to deliver the best prices for the customer. And it also, promotes innovation. You know, if you're having to compete against somebody else, then you're going to be very careful about how you put your best foot forward, because this is, like, the difference between you making it and breaking it, because somebody else can go somewhere else, right? So I just thought I'd talk about, you know, books. I'm not really sure what each episode is going to entail. Probably will be talking about specific books in general, like sort of like a verbal review, Some of it also may be talking about the behind the scenes stuff and what I've got lined up. Maybe I'll be able to talk about the release of a couple of books, you know, and ones that I'm really looking forward to. It'll be a mishmash of stuff. Really hope you enjoy the content as much as I enjoy making it. So this will be my intro episode. The likelihood of it being most of the content will be probably starting in 2025, just because I've already read 208 books this year, and it's, you know, going into the holidays. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I have to get done with the family. Plus, on the back end, I'm curating all the content for 2025. I'm starting to try and line up some books. So January is going to be a strong month. And they'll all be strong months, but just, you know, this period of time really allows me to kind of step back and, you know, still enjoy books, but, you know, just kind of make sure everything's ready to go. And then I'm doing stuff like this on my downtime as well. So my real goal is to turn this thing into a way to do something professionally, long term, something I really enjoy doing, reading, reviewing, talking about books. So I would really appreciate the love and support, and it'll let me know like how viable this is. If you like the content, like and subscribe to my Reddit page, and you know, it gives me a sense of whether this is something I can actually do, or if this is something that's more of a hobby. So yeah, that's kind of a little diatribe on how this idea came to be. And I look really forward to talking more about books. Thank you very much. Go bananas for your passions.